Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. Amen, Mom. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yep. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. What a blessing. Yeah, that artificial valve in her heart's done outlived its life expectancy, I think, twice, hadn't it, Mom? How about that? God's good, isn't he? Amen. Acts chapter number 9 tonight. Acts chapter number 9. I think everything we've got sound equipment-wise is going on the brink. Now my wireless is making racket, and it's a new one. Acts chapter number 9. Say amen when you get there. Amen. Simple little. Go ahead, Brother Rusty. Amen. Yeah. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. We're going to do that too. I don't care how spiritual you think you are. The devil can get you in a spot and convince you that you're not fit to live. He's done it to better than you. He did it to some of the greatest men in the Bible. He did it to Moses. Did it to Elijah. We're talking about a man who prayed fire down from heaven, wanted to die. Amen. Are y'all all right? Amen. Brother, the devil can really get you down. Amen. But even at your lowest point, did you hear what he's doing? He's still giving God glory. You'll find something to praise him for. Amen. I guarantee you. You look around, you'll find somebody that's in worse shape than you are. I want to look at verse number 31 of Acts chapter number 9 tonight. And I want to give you five things or five reasons or ways that I want you to pray for your church. I hope you do. I hope you do pray for your church. Hope you pray for your church every single day. And in praying for your church, I'm not talking about these walls, and which are beautiful, by the way. I just can't get over how good it looks. But I'm not talking about the walls or the pews or the building. I'm talking about the people sitting around you. In other words, when we pray for our church, we ought to be praying for one another. Amen. You ought to be praying for your pastor and your assistant pastors and the leaders in the church, the people who bear the burden and carry the load. Amen. And you ought to pray for your church every single day. Somebody told me in my office one day, said I don't have much of a prayer life. When I get down to pray, my mind goes blank and I don't know what to say. Pray for your church. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You say, I can't remember everybody's name. Pray for one row. Amen. Well, I can't remember one row. Pray for one person. And pray for your church in general, because God knows every one of them. Amen. You say, I don't know everybody's name. God does. Amen. We ought to be praying for our church every single day. Don't you look at verse number 31 in Acts chapter number 9. The Bible says, then had the churches, say the next word with me, rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were, say the next word with me, edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. Let's read it again. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. I want to give you five areas where you ought to pray for your church. Number one, pray for rest. Pray for rest. Now, I'm not talking about sleep. I'm not talking about slumber. I'm talking about peace. Amen. So far, I've been here 20 years. Brother Charles has been here longer than that. We have never had open arguments in the church. We've never had open battles. We've never had a church split. We've never had a mass exodus of people. But we could. You think the devil likes what we're doing? You got another thing coming. And we take this thing for granted. Churches are falling apart at the seams that thought it would never happen to them. I had a pastor tell me last year in Connecticut. He said, Brother Eddie, he said, if you'd have told me 10 years ago I'd be fighting what I'm fighting and who I'm fighting it with, I'd have told you you were a liar. You could have never made me believe that that one person would rise up against me. We take this for granted. We take this spirit in this church for granted. And what we ought to do is every single day we ought to pray for the peace of Happy Valley Baptist Church. We ought to pray that God continues the rest and the peace that we have. Amen. Something is wrong with you when you can't lay your head on your pillow and know you're at peace with your fellow man. And something is wrong with you even bigger if you can go to sleep in your heart in that shape. If Brother Rusty just testified, if him and I butted heads over something and I knew he is mad at me, you call my wife. She's at home hurting like crazy. You call and ask her. I won't sleep, Brother Freddie. I'll lay there, my heart will beat out of my chest. I just get anxiety. I can't stand it. It wasn't that way before I got saved. I didn't give a flip if you liked me or not. I didn't care if you was mad at me or not. But, buddy, after I got saved, something happened down in there. There's something inside of me wanting to be right with one another. Amen? Hey, you know what that is? That's the Spirit of living God living down on the inside of me. And if you're saved, you want to be right with one another. Amen? Some of you claim to be saved and write some of that stuff on Facebook. I don't know. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying that's not the fruit of salvation. Amen? You can go out in the yard, and if these apples hanging on a tree, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that's an apple tree. Yeah, right. Yeah. Amen. If there's a plant out in my yard and it's got tomatoes growing on it, I'm going to say, I bet that's a tomato plant. Yeah. Amen. Amen. When we look at other Christians, we ought to see the fruit of Christianity. Amen. Yeah. Love, joy, peace, all those things. Y'all remember that? Yeah. It sure ain't hating one another. It sure ain't despising one another, and it sure ain't running one another in the ground. Hey, we ought to pray for peace. Peace in our heart, peace in our home. Listen, there's no more peace in this house than there is your house. Because when you come from your house, you're just bringing it with you. Amen. I don't know how long it's been since I've seen a man enough to get his wife by the hand and say, baby, let's me and you go to that altar. Boy, got quiet on them. Amen. I don't care who you are, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have trouble. Angie got mad at me the other day. I can't even tell you why now. I mean, you're going to have problems. You're going to have differences of opinion. We fight. I'll just go ahead and tell you like it is. I mean, we don't fight. We have very loud discussions. Amen. Or she does. I listen and say, I'm sorry, baby. No. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? But man, everybody, just because you have a bad day doesn't mean your marriage is over. But for the most part, there ought to be peace in your home. Amen. Do you fuss more than you get along? This wasn't supposed to be about marriage. Do you fuss more than you get along? I've known couples that could not carry on a conversation. I'm going to get me a black and white striped shirt, Brother Shane, and a whistle. Because that's what it's like in my office sometimes, refereeing. Amen. I've had to get up over my desk and come between people. Shame on you. You ought to be able to get along better than that. Amen. You ought to be able to get along better than that. Your children ought not have to hear you yelling, screaming, hollering at one another. Amen. Hey, we need peace at your house so we can have peace in this house. And you're not going to have that peace and that rest unless you're praying for it and seeking God for it, because it don't come from nowhere else. My wife and I were near divorce before I got saved and before she got saved. There were nights, I'm going to tell you how mean she is. I'd lay out all night, and she'd go get my mama. And her and my mama would come find me. Something's bad wrong when you wake up after a long, hard night on your buddy's couch with your mama's finger stuck in your face. I said, honey, you could have done anything but went and got mama. Amen. Hey. Boy, when Jesus stepped in, well, God did something in our hearts. Amen? Is there more hollering than there is lovey-dovey? Amen. Hey, y'all better be smooching. I'm serious, aren't they? If you ain't smooching, lawyer's next. Amen. It's hard to fight when you're kissing. Amen. Every time Angie gets mad, I just lay one on her. So top that, amen. When we pray for our church, let's pray for peace. That we'd be at peace with our spouses, and that we'd be at peace with everybody else. You know, as far as I know, I say so much. I probably got somebody mad at me all the time. But you know who I'm mad at tonight? No one. Just the devil. Just the devil. I can honestly tell you I don't have an ought. Brother Charles, I do the devil, I hate his guts. Amen. I'm going to hate him till I watch him thrown off into hell. Amen. Because he causes every problem I've ever had, every problem y'all have got together. Amen. I hate him. But I'm at peace with you guys. Amen. You know what I say to people when they apologize to me for something? I already forgave them. Don't worry about it. I'm serious. I try to have that spirit about me. Does people upset me? They do. They make me downright mad. I wanted to take a paddle and go to somebody's house the other day and just drag them out in their yard and wear them out. I'm serious. People who claim to be saved, they got to act as stupid as they do. They need a spanking. Amen. They act like babies. We'll treat them like them. Amen. I know somebody's going to say, Brother Eddie's going to start whipping people. No, I ain't. Brother Jason is. Amen. Amen. You know, back in the old days, I'm getting off on this, but I'm going to. In the old days, if you mistreated your wife, there's some men showed up at your house, and they'd take you out behind the barn and have a little talk. Put a shellacking on your head. And tell you it, we best not have to come back out here. Y'all all right? Hey, I like the old days. Somebody, you beat your wife, somebody ought to beat you. You jap slap her, somebody ought to jap slap you. Y'all listen to me? Pray for peace. Pray for peace. peace with each other, peace with your brothers and sisters. Amen. Hey, somebody ought to get up and walk across this room right now and say, hey, I love you and I'm sorry. Somebody ought to do that. I can tell you who that somebody is, but I ain't going to do it. Pray for rest. Pray for rest. He said, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were, say the next word with me, edified. Edified. Up north they call it edified. They say, I'm, you know, they've been edified. Amen. It's edified. You know what the word edify means? It means to strengthen. It means to hold up. It means to support. Amen. Listen, our presence in this place ought to make it stronger. Can I say that again? Your presence and my presence in this place ought to make it stronger because of where we are with God. Amen. We ought to pray God give us peace and rest in our church. We ought to pray that God edifies the church, that He shores it up, that He strengthens it up. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, God said, on this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hey, we can devil-proof this thing. Amen. But it's up to us. Right. Amen. Hey, the devil's tore up greater churches than this one. I don't want to just be a good church. I want to be a strong church. I want to be an edified church. I would like for our church as a whole, I would like to know that the Mormons, I'd like to know if they come to their door, your door, they couldn't shake you. I'd like to know that you've got enough Bible about you, you could deal with it. Amen. When they start telling you that stuff, oh, we believe same Bible you do, they're lying through their teeth. That's the truth. But I'd like to know that you're spiritual enough you could handle it. When somebody in your family says, well, I don't believe you. I don't believe in eternal salvation. I hope you've got enough Bible about you to handle it. That's what edification is. Strengthen. This book will strengthen you. Amen. And you're to get some of it in you. Amen. David said he hid it in his heart that he might not sin against God. Hey, we ought to pray for the rest of our church and we ought to pray for the edification of our church that God would make it even stronger. I believe it's a strong church, Brother Freddie. I do. I believe we got some of the strongest people. And God bless your heart. I love every one of you to death. Don't know what we'd do without you. Hey, but look, I think we can be stronger as a church. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to tell you how to pray for your church. Are you going to pray for it tomorrow? Amen. Pray. Pray, God, keep the peace in our church. Don't let the devil come in. Don't let the devil come in. The people you go out to eat with Sunday could be your enemy on Monday. You understand? If you let the devil get in between you, I've seen it over and over and over. I have went to grown men in our church and said, don't do this. Get involved in some kind of business workings, business deal with another man in church. Don't do this. Don't do this. Wow, Brother Eddie, we're spiritual enough. No, you're not. No, you're not. Man, you get money involved, something goes sideways. I know people who were best of friends will not speak today. We all right? You loan somebody in church money, consider it a gift. I don't give loans, I give money. Somebody says, well, I'm going to pay you back. Well, don't worry about it. And that way, if I get paid back, hallelujah. If I don't, it was a gift anyway. Amen. That's serious. That's my attitude. I had a fella call me last week and said, Brother Eddie, I got somebody wanting to borrow some money. What do you think? I said, nope. Either give it to them or don't do it at all. He said, yeah, but it's $500. I said, give it to them or don't do it all. Amen. I said, if you're expecting this back in some kind of timely manner and blah, 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 don't do it. Amen. Amen. That's just good common sense. Amen. Amen. Hey, we ought to pray that God edify this place. We prayed for rest. Let's pray for reinforcement. Amen. Let's pray for reinforcement. That God would just reinforce this thing day in and day out. And you know what? This thing, I was sitting there thinking about it the other day. Brother Charles, this thing's stretching. It's broadening out. I mean, you think about it. Man, we started off one Sunday school class. Brother Charles was our teacher. We met in the Sunday school in the sanctuary. I think my wife and Miss Janice might have had a little kids class down the hall, if I remember right. That was it, Brother Fred. That's all there was. Brother Charles led the singing. Miss Janice played piano and sung. And I done the preaching. That was it, man. That was it. Then we got a bus. Then another bus. Then another bus. Then we started school. Then we moved here. Do you know how big this thing is now? On Sunday mornings, there's four services going on at one time. This thing's getting big, Brother Freddie. It's bigger than us. There's this service, there's the children's church, there's the junior church, and the teen church all going on at one time. That's a lot of responsibility. That's a lot to answer for. Amen. One of those buses could hit somebody and we could be sued and lose everything we've got. But you know what? God's been gracious for 20 years. God's been very gracious for 20 years. We've run over everything under the sun. Pump houses, well houses, mailboxes, stop signs. I guarantee you if it can be hit with a bus, it's been hit with 1 hour. Amen. I'm here to tell you, man. God's been good to us. Never have I got a call from a lawyer. Not one. Could be tomorrow. Here's what I'm saying. We need to pray God reinforce this thing. That God would strengthen this thing. Amen. Out of all these years, never had a bus kid get seriously injured. Did have a young lady in our Christian school died while we was on a trip in Tennessee. That was pretty rough. But let's just pray. Not only that God would give our church rest, but that he'd edify it, give it reinforcement, make it stronger. Make it stronger. Listen, you Sunday school teachers, maybe you've got the idea, I want to build a big Sunday school class. How about build a strong one first? How about build a strong? Did you know, it's a whole lot easier to build a big one than it is a strong one? To build a strong one, you got to invest in people. Amen. If your Sunday school class, you don't really see them growing spiritually, it might be your fault. Amen. Boy, it got quiet there. I wasn't saying you. But seriously, maybe you need to spend a little more time with them. Maybe you need to invest a little bit more in their life. Build a strong class. Build a strong class. Amen. So let's pray for the edification. Pray God would edify me. Pray God would hold me up and strengthen me. Amen. Pray for these other men that God would hold us up and strengthen them. I am as careful a traveler, I reckon, as I ever been. And I don't think you can be too careful. I chewed a lady out at the hotel the other day because they went in my room and that do not disturb sign was on my door. I come in, my bed was made. I walked up there, I said, hey, sign on my door. I don't want no woman in my room. You say, that's ridiculous. No. These bigger preachers than me. Amen. Yeah, you say, well, you're crazy. Well, let me be crazy. I'm still married, and I'm going to stay that way. Amen. Hey, I need God's strength. I do. I need God to hold me up, brother. If I'm relying on me, I'm gone. So are you. Pray God would edify your preacher. Pray God would edify each other. Say, God, build them up. Build them up. The Bible said, building up yourselves upon your most holy faith. Isn't that what it said? Build, that's kind of like a spiritual workout, isn't it? Building up yourself. Amen. There's some things you ought to work out. Amen. Amen. We ought to pray that God would build one another up. Levi's going to Texas this weekend. This coming up weekend, be preaching it. Candlestick Baptist Church, I believe it is. Hey, you know what I'm doing? I'm praying God give him strength, God give him power, God give him might. I pray he step in that pulpit. I don't care if a church is dead, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I hope he preach heaven high and hell hot. Amen. I'm praying God watch over him. God use him. Y'all think sometimes that I just kind of rotate and let you different ones preach. Man, I pray about it before I ask you. Somebody asked me one day, said, Brother, why you wait till the last day? I didn't get an answer till the last day. Amen. I pray, and I do pray, Lord, let me spread it out. Don't let me preach the same one over and over and over. Let these guys have an opportunity. But you know what I'm doing? I may be out of town preaching somewhere, but if you're standing in this pulpit, your preacher's praying for you. Matter of fact, I spend more time probably, I shouldn't admit this, before I leave to go to a meeting praying for you than I did my own self. Amen. I hope you give me that back. Amen. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, West Jacksonville Baptist Church, Jacksonville, Florida, I'll be preaching. Lord willing, if the Lord let me, I'm going to preach that message with that big rope. Some things worth holding on to. Friday night, I'll be preaching there again. Pray for me. Pray God would use us to be a help to them people. Amen. We ought to pray for rest. Pray for reinforcements. He said, It was in Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified. And now watch this next one. And walking in the fear of the Lord. And walking in the fear of the Lord. Listen, we prayed for rest. We prayed for reinforcement. Listen, let's pray for reverence. Let's pray for reverence. Walking in the fear of the Lord. People don't fear God no more. Amen. I'm going to make some people mad. Why don't you leave your groceries home when you come to church? Amen. Now, Brother Charles leads the singing, and I'm preaching, and we got a bottle of water. Ought to be about it. It's not theater. Amen. Man, when I was growing up, you come bebopping in the church with a monster. Of course, they didn't have them. Go with an energy drink and run you out the door. Y'all all right? I know that's old-fashioned, but there ought to be a respect. There ought to be a reverence. Now listen, this don't bother me, so don't start whipping your kids. We get a whipping for playing on the platform. Yes, sir. One of them old men, but they saw you up there. Hey, boy, that's holy place up there. You get down. That's what they taught, brother, what they believe. They'd tear your backside up. And I grew up in the day when you could whoop any kid. Amen. It didn't matter whose it belonged to, thrash it. Amen. So everybody tore my backside up. All I'm saying is we ought to teach a reverence for God's house and a respect for God's house. Amen. We ought to respect it. You see some trash in the floor, pick it up. When service is over, look around your seat. Some of your kids are pigs. I'm serious, it's a heart attack. Brother Warren loves giving them candy. And I love him giving them candy. But you ain't got to leave paper in the floor. Amen. I used to wonder why it was such a mess until I went in some people's houses. I'm done preaching now. I'm meddling, ain't I? Amen. It's the truth, man. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's bad. We'll have more character than that. But we ought to teach our children. Listen, your children are going to respect this place about like you do. Amen. We ought to respect it. Listen, don't go out of here and say, Brother Eddie said any kid gets up here going to get a whooping. No, I don't care. It don't bother me. I'm honest. It don't bother me. But they still ought to have respect. I don't mind them playing. Kids are going to play. I'm not one of these sit down, shut up. I don't care these kids are up. I told Brother Broderick a while ago, Hayden and Jonah and him and Brother Casey's little boy, I'm trying to remember his name. They was all up under the pew, and every one of them had a truck and an airplane. One had a Spider-Man. I told Brother Broderick, I'm jealous, man. I want to get down there with them. Amen. Them boys had it going on. They was having fun. Listen, I'm not against the kids having fun. They ought to have fun at church, but they ought to respect it. Amen. I'm on a soapbox a little bit tonight. I know I'm running rabbits. Hey, there is a handle on the back of the commodes. It's silver and it's about that long. Push it. When you get done. I'm serious heart attack, man. I walk in these bathrooms. I'm talking about behind grown people. Grown people. Leave a mess in the toilet and walk out the door. God have mercy. Wait till you get home, amen. Listen, mash the handle, flush the toilet. Y'all all right? I'm amazed sometimes at the messes some of y'all leave behind. In the gym, in the kitchen, in here, everywhere. If you open it, close it. If you take it, put it back. You okay? Ain't no telling. Brother James spends half his time running around here hunting. You seen my vacuum cleaner? You seen my you trust me, I ain't used it. Amen. Serious as a heart attack. Listen, you cannot tell other than some pain in the floor, which we did not care because this carpet's fixing to come up. You cannot tell that other than the place is beautiful that people have been in here working. When they got through, they cleaned up after their set. Amen. I guarantee you there's not $25 paintbrushes out there just with paint drying on them. I guarantee you they cleaned up their tools. Amen. When we get through with stuff, listen, it's respect. It's respect. Don't disrespect the Lord's house. Can I hit one more that bothers me real bad? Y'all still love me, don't you? If you got to smoke while you're here, do it over yonder somewhere out of sight. Don't stand at the door and go, and throw it down right before you come in the door. It follows you in here like a train, a fog. Y'all okay? Hey, man, it's just respect. I mean, I pray for you. I wish you could quit them. But if you can't, man, just don't just have some respect. But we're living in a day that knows nothing about reverence. When a man let his wife go to Walmart in pajamas, it's over. I ain't kidding. See one every time I go in there. House shoes and pajama bottom. I'm like, woman, put on some clothes, man. Y'all okay? I'm smiling real big. Reverence. We ought to have reverence for the house of God. Reverence and respect. Why? Because we're walking in the fear of the Lord. Listen to me. God gave us this. And I've been telling you guys for years there's a big check coming. And I'm going to tell you again tonight, there's a big check coming. God's not even going to, not only did he put us here, God's going to pay for it. I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, God is going to pay for it. We'll be debt free. Now, just as easily as God put us here and gave it to us, he can take it away. Are you listening? We ought to take care of it. I'm so glad we're doing all this. We've run on that we don't have the money junk excuse too long and let this place run down. God have mercy on us. I apologize to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm sorry we let it go this long. I just didn't realize how bad it was till they got this fresh paint on the wall. Man, I'm telling you. We ought to have more respect and more reverence for the house of God and the things of God. You hear me? If my mom ever caught me writing in a songbook, she'd knock me in the face with it. It wouldn't wait till we got home neither. She'd jack me up right there in the pew. Y'all listening? Man, we ought to take better care of this stuff. Amen. Well, I didn't know all this was going to be in there. Let me read on before I get ugly. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Wow, I like that. Listen, we ought to pray for rest, reinforcements, reverence, and reassurance. Reassurance of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen? Let me ask you a question. When you come in this place, does the Holy Spirit speak to you on a regular basis? You say, how do I know? When they were singing a while ago, did you feel something inside your heart? That was the Holy Spirit. What was it? What was it made these people all come to the altar? It was the Holy Spirit. Amen? He's not walking around with a megaphone, but there is that small, still voice in your heart. And I'm glad over the years I know that voice. The Lord said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. I'm glad I know his voice. Amen. Some people listen to demons and claim it's the Holy Ghost. But I'm glad I know them apart. Amen. I'm glad when they start to sing. Brother, they'll start to sing something, and it'll be what I wanted them to sing that I didn't even tell them. You know what that is? That's the Holy Spirit. Brother Freddie, any Sunday I walk in here, now Brother Sam, Brother Charles, any Sunday I start preaching and I see him start laughing. It hadn't happened once or twice. Over and over and over, I preach exactly what he says in Sunday school. Him more so than anybody. I just did Brother Sam last week, I believe it was, or week before last. Do you think that's coincidence? I know people think we call them consort. Nope. Half the time, I don't know for sure what I'm preaching until I get here. That's the Holy Spirit of God. You know what that is? That's a Matthew, verily, verily. That's the Lord said, hey, you need to pay attention. If you heard this twice today, you might better listen up. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that bears witness. Amen. Hey, yeah, I could have somebody come in here and sing some goofed up contemporary song Sunday morning, and you'd be able to hear a pin drop in this place. Because your spirit wouldn't bear witness with it. Amen. You know how they teach a, well, they got them pens now, but in the old days, you know how they taught a bank teller how to detect counterfeit? You know how they taught them? They just let them handle the real thing long enough. And first time they felt a fake, they say, hey, something ain't right. Amen. You've handled the real thing long enough. Ain't nobody going to get by with coming in here with no funny Bible. Amen. Ain't nobody going to get by with correcting this book right here, a better word should be, or no, it is what it is. Amen. And we ain't going to mess with the Word of God. Amen. Thank God for the reassurance of the Holy Spirit. Man, these guys, man, I pray and pray and pray about who to have in to preach. I'm excited about camp meeting this year. Boy, howdy. We're going, first time ever, we're going all week long. Amen. We're going to have some of the usuals and some new ones. Amen. Brother Tommy Steele, Lord willing, is going to be here. Brother Tommy's black preacher from North Carolina and preach the paint plumb off the wall. Oh, you'll love Brother Tommy. We're going to have a good time. But I pray about those things, man. I pray. And, buddy, it's evident when they come in here and start preaching, and I know my church. I don't tell those guys nothing. I don't tell them anything. I've never told Brother Fisher, hey, maybe you ought to preach about this, or told Brother Tony, maybe you ought to preach in this direction. I just tell them, you just mind the Lord. And bet it every single time. Isn't it amazing? God knows just exactly what we need and when we need it. Thank God for the reassurance of the Holy Spirit. I put my arm around Miss Agin up here at the funeral home this afternoon. She's standing at the head of his casket with the prettiest smile on her face, Brother Freddie. She's probably 70. I didn't know it, but that's Tony and Tina Sullivan's uncle. That's Shirley's brother. Anyway, I put my arm around her. I said, that sure is a pretty smile. She said, I'm just thinking about how AV's looking right now. I mean, she wasn't crying, wasn't upset. She said, I'm just sitting here thinking how somebody told her he looked good. She said, somebody said he looked good. She said, and I'm just sitting here musing, thinking, yep, he sure does. And I can't wait to see just what he does look like. Amen. I got around, the whole family was lined up. I got around to Brother Steve, and I hugged Brother Steve's neck. I said, how you doing, buddy? He said, not as good as Daddy. Thank God for that reassurance, man. Man, I remember standing over my daddy's casket. I'll never forget as long as I live. Hey, my heart was broke, but something inside me rejoiced. Why? The reassurance of the Holy Spirit of God. Thank God for that comforter, man. Thank God he can come in and say, hey, it's going to be okay. Even when it ain't okay. When it's falling apart. When it's coming it loose at both ends. And instead of seeing sunlight at the tunnel, it's more clouds. And the Holy Ghost says, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Kind of like Paul in that ship over here in Acts chapter 27 or 28, wherever it is at, in that ship. I mean, buddy, they lightened the ship. They floated in, some of them on boards. Paul stood up in the middle of that storm and said, be a good cheer, boys. Can you imagine that? I imagine them guys like, look at this idiot. Be a good cheer, boys. She's going down, but we're going to be all right. That's what he told. She's sinking, boys. Forget it. But we ain't going to lose nobody. The Lord done told me. You know what that was? That was that reassurance of the Holy Spirit. Thank God, man. Thank God. Hey, somebody said, oh, what are we going to do about the economy? The Lord done told me we'll be all right. We'll be all right. Amen. Man, I wish we, no, I shouldn't say that. I wish we'd go back to eating like we did when we was poor. And I didn't know we ate cornbread and beans because we was poor. I thought we eat it because it was good, man. Amen. Cornbread and beans and fried taters. Amen. Stricoline. Anybody know what stricoline is? Hallelujah. Crunchy meat. Amen. Oh, yeah. Sodium level going 10 miles through the roof, man. Fat back. That's good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, people live longer back when they ate. That's when they ate real lard. Amen. Real butter instead of plastic margarine. Amen. Thank God. Hey, did you know? I didn't know this. Miss Hill was teaching in our ladies' day one year. She said you take a bowl of this ain't got this ain't even got nothing to do with the Bible. But you can take that margarine. I can't believe it ain't butter, that stuff, country crock. It is a crock. Put that stuff out on the porch in 100 degree weather and it'll melt to a pure liquid. Do you know the flies won't even land on it? That's the God's honest truth. They said you can leave it out there a month, put it back in the refrigerator, go right back to what it was. Yeah, that's wicked, ain't it, man? Something's wrong with that stuff. Anyway, thank God for the, back to the Bible, commercial's over. Thank God for the reassurance of the Holy Spirit. Can you believe we've shouted in funeral homes? Can you believe that? The day Brother Tommy's mama died, boy, I loved that lady. She loved me too for some reason. The day she died, me and him rejoiced together. Brother Charles, the day your little mama went home. I'll never forget. She laying there in that bed in her little back bedroom. I believe Janice was standing, Bunjaleen was at the foot of the bed and you was on the other side. And she pulled me down there to her. You remember what she said? Brother Eddie, I want to go home. I want to go home. She wasn't talking about that little house she lived in. She was talking about home. In just a few minutes, she did. And we wept, but we rejoiced. You know what that was? It was the reassurance of the Holy Spirit. I stand and preach these old saints of God's funeral, brother. I'm telling you, it's almost exciting. And I know that sounds bad, but the Bible, they celebrated death. Amen. Man, I go to those funeral services, old saints of God, but I want to celebrate. Amen. Because of the reassurance of the Holy Spirit I have that I know where they are. I always think about your aunt. What was her name? Becky. Aunt Becky. I'll never forget standing in that hospital. And she said, "Aunt Becky, tell Brother Eddie who come to see you last night." She said, "Jesus did." I said, "Jesus did?" I said, "What he look like?" She said, "Looked a lot like you." That's the best compliment I've ever been paid in my life. Amen. Preaching that lady's funeral was a blast, man. Why? The reassurance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I need it in my day-to-day life. I need the Holy Ghost to say, "Hey, it's going to be all right. Just put one foot in front of the other. Just keep going. Don't quit. Don't lose it. Don't crack up. Just hang on. It's going to be all right." Thank God for the reassurance. Let me give you the last part and I'm done. Let's see. Where'd it go? There it is. Let's see. They walked in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Watch this. Say the next two words. We're multiplied. We ought to pray. And I'm talking about praying for our church. Pray for rest. Pray for reinforcement. Pray for reverence. Pray for reassurance. Now watch this. Pray for reproduction. Pray for reproduction. Listen, I'm thrilled to death how many people get saved around here on a regular basis. But it ain't enough. I'll never be satisfied. I'll never be satisfied. There was an older preacher. I'll tell you who it was. Brother Ronnie Tibbetts. He came to our, remember when he came to our old building when he was in between pastors. Brother Ronnie was there on a Sunday morning. I preached my heart out, Brother Charles. I gave it everything I had. I didn't hold nothing back. And back in, there was some stuff that should have been held back. But I mean, I give it all I had, Brother Freddie. I'll never forget, Brother Ronnie stopped at the door, and I was just real disappointed. Didn't nobody get saved. And here's what Brother Ronnie said. He said, "Get your head up, son." He said, "You can't expect people to get saved every time you preach." And I thought, I do. Yeah. Maybe that's what's wrong with you. I do. I expect it. He said his word wasn't returned void. Amen. Hey, I'd like to see 15, 16 get saved every time we preach. That'd suit me to death, brother. Amen. I like it. Brother Charles preached on hell while I was going to Montana. And I'm working on one. I'm fitting to preach on hell. Y'all be praying about that. But that thing, when you preach on hell, it needs the power of God soaked in it. Amen. That's the kind of message that reaches people. You don't go to heaven because you don't get saved because you want to go to heaven. You get saved because you don't want to go to hell. So you pray. Pray that God would use me in a big way. But Brother Charles began to preach, and the lady sitting in front of Mama got up and hit the door, boy. Hey, I want the Holy Ghost to run them this way. I don't mind if they get up during the preaching, but I want them coming this way. I want them coming to God, not away from Him. I want them coming to the answer, not away from the answer.
Right.
Amen. We ought to pray for reproduction. I wonder, do not raise your hand, but I wonder how many of you have really prayed for somebody lost this week. Wonder how many of you have really prayed for somebody this week who's lost. How many of you know somebody who's lost? Everybody in this room. You know what I started doing? I hadn't done it. I hadn't given them out yet. But I've started praying over this, Levi. I drive down my road real slow. Did it yesterday. I come down my road just about as slow as I could, trying to think of the ones that I knew their name, the ones that I didn't know their name. I'm praying for my neighbors. I hope they'll come. I hope they'll come that Sunday. They may not ever come again, but I hope they'll come at least that one day. Maybe hear the gospel and be saved. I know I got some neighbors. I got some that go to church, but I know I got some that don't. Some got little kids. They got all them rental trailers up there above me. I'm going to hit every one of them. Hey, we want you to come. We want you to come. Bring in babies. Be in church. Amen. We ought to pray that God multiplies. Remember in Acts in the early church, the Bible said, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. I want the Lord to add to the church. Amen. So what to pray for when you pray for your church? Pray for rest. Pray for rest. Pray for reinforcement. Pray for reverence. Pray for reassurance and pray for reproduction. Amen. I want to be a church that reproduces. Now, but I'm telling you what, this thing of planting churches is all over me. I never have. It's never been like that. We've probably never been ready. Amen. Church in Colorado is doing well. Church in Pennsylvania is doing well. Not 100% sure where the next one's going to be. Got a good idea. Amen. That's exciting. It's exciting to go plant a church where they ain't one. It'd be crazy. It wouldn't be too fun to start one around here. There's a church on every corner. Brother Charlie passes. How many getting here? 23 churches getting here from his house. That's a bunch of churches. But, buddy, out there where we were in Montana and Wyoming last week, Brother Freddie, God is my witness. We drove over 1,000 miles in 3 days. You know how many Baptist churches I saw? Seriously. And I'm looking for three. That's all I saw. I drove through Main Street, right down the middle of towns. I was in Virginia City, Nevada City, Butte, Montana, Dillon, Montana, Grand Teton National Park. I was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Cody, Wyoming, Cook City, Montana. I'm talking about nothing. There just ain't nothing there. Some of them little towns didn't even have a church, much less a Baptist church. Didn't have no church at all. We was in a little plant. It was an old mining town. And the gold dried up and people moved off. But now it's more of a kind of a tourist type thing. But there's gas stations, little shops and stores and all that. They had a visitor center. I walked in and I asked the lady. My wife was in the bathroom. I said, ma'am, where do folks go to church around here? She said, oh, folks around here don't go to church too much. I thought, well, they might if you had one. Amen.
Amen.
I want to be a church that reproduces. Amen. But for us to start churches, hey, you got to start producing something in here. I'm not just talking about a bunch of guys standing up and say I've been called to preach. I'm talking about a bunch of guys that'll preach. Amen. I'm just waiting on one of these boys to come up and say, oh, me, Brother Eddie, I got a burden to go. Amen. Somebody got to do it. I can't. God won't let me. Brother Freddie tried. God wouldn't let him. It must be our job to train you up and send you. Amen. Let's stand our feet. What to pray for when you pray for your church? Hey, I bet you if we'll band together as a church and we'll pray for those things specifically, I hope you wrote them down, we'll see God do something. We'll see God do something. Listen, the prayer sheets are down here. Come pick you up one. pray till you get done praying and you're dismissed. And thanks for being in church. Yes, Brother Tom, I forgot. Go back to your seat. Sorry.